abide. All life is vain. Father, we need you this morning. I want you to personalize the song. This hour I need you, Lord. I want us to sing the chorus again. I need thee, oh, I need. With all due respect, if you can put your hands on your chest, pray, this hour I need you, Lord. My chin question, I'm in there. If you send me over him. One more time, I need. Hey, andaya labrosi, andaya kaba. This hour, in the name of Jesus, the 11th hour of the day, February 4, 2024. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we exalt your holy name for being such a wonderful God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. Father, you have given us a word, and in that word there is power. So Lord, we pray that today, oh God, this morning, let the manifestations of the power in your word be seen in the name of Jesus. May your people, O God, experience the power, O God, in your word, in the name of Jesus. Let your power override any power, any authority of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We trample over any demon, any principality in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we lift your hands up, oh God, over any arrow flying in the air in the name of Jesus. Retrieve it, oh God, and send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Minim sa o wum dienem so. Amen. Ma wame no enkaushi. Hallelujah. Amen. Tu mini nara eyewude. Eyewude.
Tu mini nara eyewude.
Una wobo. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus has power over all sicknesses in the name of Jesus. Christo wo tumi mi tumi bro tumi nyina aso no wo tumi bro ayare wa nyina aso. Hallelujah. Christo tumi no etwi fa yare bi aso e wo Yesu Christo dinemo. There are four types of sicknesses. I quantified it into four types. We have the physical one. We have the emotional. We have the mental. And we have the spiritual sickness. Physical sickness, emotional sickness, mental sickness, spiritual sickness. The fingerprints of sickness is found everywhere. In every country, in every continent, every state, every, whether it is a hot country or it's an ice cold country, people get sick. In a civilized nation, in the savage tribes, people get sick. Men and women get sick. Children also get sick. The medical profession will generally define someone as being sick when there is a bodily malfunction. So, hunam numu enkoye bibi nkoye wa hunam numu a eni e kan se oyare. The body is said to be experiencing a dis-ease. And it's a friend of disease, you know. A dis-ease. There is no ease. Hallelujah. So it's a dis-ease. Some of these malfunctions in the body come as a result of generic, generational sicknesses that has been in the family, something that we always constantly, consistently have to overrule with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Diabetes. And a year, me mommy, and a year, me wafa, and so it's in the family. Some are also caught conditions, just a yan, a coffer braying, and you may be a year, and a coffer, so I had any braying. Some of these sicknesses also come as a result of age. As we age, the body begins to wear and tear. And because of that, we get some sicknesses. Some also are non-related family history. And there may be a nise wabusyanum krane akofa. Some as a result of accident, not accident like a car accident, like any form of accident. Oh, nantiano atiahre, ana biau sanin atihi, ana akofa yadi bia bro. And the last, we get some of these malfunctions as a result of physical or emotional trauma. Christians believe in Christ-centered healing. According to Peter Horaben, Christian healing therefore recognizes the need for the treatment of physical conditions, but also embraces the need for the whole being. That is Christ-centered healing. Ye jitum, said Christopher, said, Yesu Christo, o to me, esaya yadi, hallelujah. Ye jitum, said, ampa was here, go hospital. Ye jitum, said, I was here, choir, sabia, you go, ya doctor. Nansu, Christo, ayari sano de, it's the whole being that is being healed. Hallelujah. Fundamentally, there is no conflict between the need for medical excellence and Christian theology. There's always been this up and down argument going here and there. But I'm going to blow your mind with something to let you know that there is no difference. We believe in medicine, the excellence in medicine, as well as the touch of Christ. Hallelujah. So it is not surprising that in the great early ages, the early medical pioneers were also practicing Christians who sought to improve the lot of their fellow men as a direct response to their Christian commitment. Esan se yaji Kristo di ni ani ma ho de ewo Kristo munti no adwuma ba ko ana ye pese ye yo se Kristo fo ye papa no ma sha asia sha asori ase no wo mu mu bebre adwuma no wo ye ne so mo boa e ma nipa ye den enya yaresa enu mu enye be hu ayaresa hu do bebre de I don't have time to go through all of it, but when you just have like any kind of sickness that you know, find who discovered that sickness. How? Find the life of that person. You end up knowing that that person was a Christian. There is this saint that the Catholics revere a lot. His name is Saint Roch, R-O-C-H. He's from Italy, but some say Rocky, some say Rock. And this saint, his birth alone was a birth of the healing power of God. His mother was not being able to give birth. And the mother prayed and prayed and prayed. And like Hannah, God listened to the prayers of the mother and he was born. So he was the epitome of the healing touch of Christ. Somebody who represented the healing power of Christ. Apart from that, he grew up, he became so rich. But after he had a personal encounter with Christ, he decided to go deep somewhere in France to do missionary work. He left all the money just to go and spread the word of God. When he got there, he got so, so sick. That was one of the greatest pandemics that had hit the world at that time. And he decided to help the people to get healing. It was a very bad pandemic. It was a pandemic that not less than 5 million people died in the world. And he was helping people. And whilst he was helping people, he caught that same sickness. It was really bad. So he detached himself to a place waiting for a time that he will be called home, that the time that he would die, because many people were dying. But then there was this family who had a dog. And this dog, I think, found this man somewhere. So anytime the family ate, the dog would take one piece of bread and send it to the man, Saint Roch. So every day, right after dinner or right after lunch, the family would see the dog running away with a piece of bread. And trust me, one day, the family decided to follow the dog and see where he was bringing all this bread. And they found out it was Saint Roch. So they took him, but he decided not to go. He prayed, and to the glory of the Lord, he was healed. So he came back to Italy and continued the ministry that he was doing. So he is called a saint of infectious diseases. He is also called a saint of dogs. I remember that one day, Emra COVID by and I had din sabra niya vaccine. Nimwa ya din pa no. When people were dying out of COVID, there was this Catholic priest that came to the hospital that I work. Papa na di ne hu. There was a kwadwuma. But ye ko bia na ye sere Nyankopon. So this Catholic priest came, he was in his 70s. He caught the COVID. It was really bad to the extent that he couldn't talk. But I had just read about this saint. And I'm saying, I am going to experience, or I want to experience the power in the prayer that this man prayed. So I put on all my gown and everything and went into the room. Nobody wanted to go to the room because, like I was saying, it was that time when COVID was really, really bad. Hallelujah. So I put on my gown and everything, and I went to the room. And like I said, the man could not talk. So I wrote on a piece of paper that I pray the prayer of Saint Rock for you. He looked at it and he signaled me to kneel down for him to bless me. So I knelt down and he blessed me. I couldn't hear whatever he prayed because he couldn't talk. He was so sick. And he said, thank you. He nodded, he said, thank you. And I said, amen. And I left. To the glory of the Lord, this man did not die. At the age of 70 something, that got COVID so bad that he couldn't talk, the man did not die. 2 days later, I came to work and I was told that he was well and he was being discharged. Ebusia, Christo will to me. Hallelujah. Christ has the power to heal. So I saw a very first-hand demonstration of this power. Let the nurses tell you about Florence Nightingale. Anybody who is a nurse here have studied about Florence Nightingale. If you didn't study, I don't think on your graduation or on your pinning, you had that light in your hand. Hallelujah. Florence Nightingale, he was the founder of modern nursing. He's called a lady with a lamp. He got saved at the age of 16 while reading a very wonderful book. She experienced a spiritual new birth. And a few months after that, she heard God say, I have chosen you to serve me. So on February 7th, 1827, she wrote in her diary, God called me to serve him. And therefore, she set aside 7th of every month for self-examination and deep prayer. She is the founder of modern nursing. She was saved at the age of 16. She served. She healed people. She helped with people who were sick with the power of God. Florence met Jesus, true light of the world, and moved forward in her life to become the lady with a lamp. In 1854, under the authorization of Sidney Herbert, the Secretary of War, Florence Nightingale brought a team of 38 volunteer nurses to care for the British soldiers fighting in the Crimean War, which was intended to limit Russian expansion into Europe. We all know about this. Nightingale's work brought the field of public health to national attention. In 1907, she was the first woman to be awarded the Order of Merit. Hallelujah. That is why when all nurses are graduating or pinning, they have the light in their hands. It tells us that there is power in the healing in Christ. Hallelujah. Men once in a while get sick, and as such we need healing. Diseases can take so many forms. It could be individual groups, families and churches, societies, nations. But the truth is that Jesus has power to prevent, to heal, to overcome every form of sickness in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 17 says, an unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. Today, I bring the healing of Christ unto you in the name of Jesus. Hey, now that we see me there, I am a brother, I know so, amen. Hey, yes, Christ. Hallelujah. Maybe today you are not sick, but take the healing for the future. Hallelujah. If you are not there, who are you? Then so dia sabi to me say dachi bi say ya dia bi betwa kwa mu a onyame asem ka say Christo wo to me e wo yare nyina so anything me nyare e wo Yesu din mu me dia yare sa wo Yesu Christo din mu. To heal is to be whole. To heal is to be cured of diseases, wound, to restore to soundness. To heal means to cure, to remove. To heal means to be to restore restore soundness, to heal a wounded mind, to restore purity, to remove foreign matter. The end is a what hunam numu abe dia hunam numu nina eradi nina free over yesterday no. To remove, to reconcile, to heal a breach or a difference. In scripture, to heal also means to forgive, to cure moral diseases, and to restore. That's why the Hebrew word Rapha, that's why we call him Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. The primitive root of this word means to mend, like stitching. And figuratively, it is used as to cure, to heal, to repair, to thoroughly make whole. Hallelujah. I like this word. Thoroughly make whole. If you are why you go hospital, you might say, a draw away, knock away. A draw away, Eddie Weber Brian. A draw. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus has the power to heal. I work in the hospital. And I always tell everybody that even if you come to the hospital and you don't pray, asembeba, hallelujah. Me mo hu na mo empire keto awunim no. Se Ewurade empire kura na. Uduru hospital, uko u doctor ho kura na Ewurade empire. Our Father dey ye nyina ye nim ka. Just say that prayer. It will blow your mind what that prayer will do. Sometimes science is limited to the information they have. Science or the doctors only prescribe what they see. Diomuhu and omoma onwa dro na yehu ye abusi asema make a hotima say me see the doctor ni hu. I come to tell you that there is a super doctor who sees what nobody can see, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Me see the doctor's name, not Christ. Sometimes science, they will do all the tests. They will not find anything. Nensu na bribisha ho. Nensu na wotre ho. Nensu na awotre bi wo ho. Nensu ya yetese wo we are seeing her. Signs sometimes get limited. But it is only Christ that can reveal what is hidden. Hallelujah. He has the power to do that. How can we obtain healing? We obtain healing because God is our healer.
Onyamina ye sovno no onyamina ono tiwa betna ha ne kwasiye yi. Ono eno sayade. Exodus chapter 15 verses 26 tells us. The last part says, for I am the Lord who heals. Also, we obtain healing because God gave authority to the disciples to heal. And you don't want to know Christo, say, and you're not going to pay your, or your piano, and what it to me, a man, a swing of one, a Muslim, a monkoya day, monkosayarua. Luke chapter 9, verses 1. One day Jesus called together his 12 apostles and gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal all diseases. Hallelujah. Some diseases cannot be healed without God. Abusia, me si yade bi wo ha, Christo ni mu a. Ebe ya sam. Like I explained, science sometimes is limited because they can only prescribe things with what they have seen. Itie bi wo ha ye hia Christo se Christo bebam. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 13 says, there is no one to help you or bind up your injury. You are beyond the help of any medicine. But at this one, this particular one, we need Christ. Hallelujah. We receive healing from Christ because he has a covenant with us to heal us. God's first covenant. Nyankopon apam edikan. Ewo Bible mu. With his people said that if they obeyed him, he would take away sickness from them. Exodus chapter 23 verses 25. It says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Etia pama di kaya erade eni enya ye no ninkro afuamu no ase ayadan obeyi nyadewa ayadan efriemu Kristo ne wa pam so be saw yade enti uwo ho na honam no aye mra kaya pama Christo anywhere dying a war. Never bomb pie. Now Christo only Hamada. Ever Yesu Christo dinamo. Remember the covenant that he has with you. And use that covenant as a point of prayer. And pray. And he will never ever disappoint you. We also receive healing from Christ because he atoned for our sickness. What did he be chaso? Am I a day? Yan yarwa. Yawayan yachi to me out there in Yachino. Was it so crowd? Ya made the Mianca Sammy Holmes best a day. A chaso. For we are healed by his transgressions. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17 says, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. He has atoned for it. The blood speaks for you. Apply the blood and let the blood bring you healing in the name of Jesus. It is also a main aspect of Jesus' ministry. Yesu Christo onyankopon suma na ba wiase no. Jumadie ba ko odi se ne nsan se kone kone kosa yade. It is part of his ministry. So if we believe in Christ, then we should have the benefit of the ministry of Christ. Hallelujah. Se wuji Christo di nko adia, yesuma ne ba wiase no. Yesuma ne so mesaya de wa. And it is here, Christ is our Messiah, the word, yeah. enye menso meyare a enye menso minti ena obaye. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How does Christ bring healing? Sometimes Christ brings healing with time. If you are all trained, like I said, there are different types of sicknesses, emotional, spiritual, and physical, and that. Sometimes Christ just lets time heal you. Genesis chapter 33, verse 4. So then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him affectionately and kissed him. Both of them were in tears. That was an emotional healing. In Hebrew, oh, Christ shed that no yin any. No yin any. Now say, then so be all shed that. No yin any to check a crabby so that time will heal the wounds. There are some emotional wounds that are so hurting than a physical wound. But Christ has given us the pleasure of time. We receive healing from Christ, or Christ brings healing to us if we are a faithful ambassador. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17, an unbelievable messenger stumbles into trouble, but the reliable messenger brings healing. It is any year can Christo who has seven yinano, Senia won't sue the Christo who are dancing yina, na dance ya wood yinun yinano, edin ayarwa, ayarisa edin, ebreu, a sanyarwa. Eti, wafa Bible, awukanya mia sematre, afofro yinano, kahunu sena Christo sue edin, a sauhoyare, hallelujah. Sometimes we end up in the hospital only for Christ to use us to heal somebody there. Hallelujah. We get this healing from faith. I will see how we need Jidia. Sad some ya making. Hallelujah. Faith will bring you healing from Christ. And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 14, verses 36. Faith! I will say, Yajidia wa Christo mu. Hallelujah. Now, Benyam Kwa. Now, Ubenya Yarisa. Jesus heals broken lives. Jesus uses medicine to cure diseases. Yes, Christo, Edubabia, or no so, or the science, or the medicine, Eadang, Esayaria. Edronia de Mawa. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a very personal testimony of that. I saw that power when I was only 13. 13 years. Na mi yare. Ya ko hospital wo kuma si nyina. Ya ye test wo wi asi nyina. You call come for nothing here. You test. Man, be drone. Yes, be drone. Yes, he went. Oh my God. So one day, I went to the drugstore and bought a small a dry. Yes, I said, you know. For some reason, I was only 13. I went into my room. I didn't even know Christ, Papa Bia. But I prayed. And I said, God, if you're really God, let this medicine heal me. But I was specific. I drew on me koto a nation by 100. But I was specific as a 13-year-old boy. I was very specific. And I said, Eradi, misi menum bakupe. Na bakupe na menum na ensam yari. I prayed that prayer. And I speak to the glory of God that to date I never saw that again. There is power in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You can only maintain healing with the dependence of God. Christ has power. Christ demonstrates the seven types of power. He demonstrates the great power as in Acts chapter 4 verses 33. He demonstrates the excellence of power as in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 19, Christ demonstrates the mighty power. He has the mighty power. As in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 19 again. Excellent power, eternal power, glorious power, divine power. Hallelujah.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, what to be all. There is power. If the power of Christ was exhibited in creation, in upholding all things, in salvation, in teaching, in working miracles, in enabling others to work miracles, forgiving of sins, giving spiritual life, giving eternal life, raising the dead, raising himself from the dead, overcoming the world, overcoming Satan, destroying the works of Satan, then I have come to you again to tell you and to make a point to you that the power of Christ over every sickness is real in the name of Jesus. Try it and see. Me see, when kwa dear. Me see, son of her. Hallelujah. Try it and see. It is not easy to trust God. I was saying, say ya di Christo di, ewo yariye mono enyemre. Hallelujah. It is not easy. Trusting God is not an easy thing in terms of sickness. So be sorry, no papa, no pain. Going through pain, and out of the pain, you want to trust God. It is not easy. But I want to assure you that it is worth it. Hallelujah. Me say so uji Christo edi wo bra wo yare pa no. Edin. Nansu so unya ahodin. Unya ahodin edi jididia. Ah. Inshira wo mu dosu. Hallelujah. It is worth it. Onya me be she ne ho enmo nyam. Jesus healed everything and all. He healed diseases and sicknesses among people. He healed every disease in Matthew chapter 14, 4 verses 23, Matthew chapter 9 verses 35, Matthew 12 verse 15, Matthew 14, 14, Matthew 14, 34, 36. It was all a demonstration of his healing power.
Now say, Christo, as a sankrophone yadia, won't obey you every man. Ah, bisame. Christo ndo bin sin ebiu. Say, yatini nasin kwa yajini di. And so yari ni ebuni diya. Obe say yadia. Hallelujah. Now, the Emeniji woman said, he commissioned people to also do the same. He commissioned the 12 apostles. And in Luke chapter 10, verses 9, he told the 70 others to go and heal the sick. But Eniji said, my woman said, Mark chapter 16, verses 15, me pacho sobe projete eno mami ankebe mide. Mark chapter 16, verses 15, he commissioned all believers, including you and I, to demonstrate his healing power. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news. Verse 15 to 18. So he commissioned all believers, including you, to experience the power. I want you to demonstrate that power with 2 minutes. Obe to miaye. Obe to miaye. Obe to miaye. Se un feria. Baby, awo yare no. Fa un satuo. And you mean I'm a boss empire, we'll have a boss empire. Messi obe to me, I am not praying. I want to let you know that you have the power of healing. Let your word heal.
Jesus. I see some back pains be healed already. I see some knee pains be healed already. In the name of Jesus. Some emotional wounds. Some spiritual wounds. In the name of Jesus. I see them happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Receive it, O God, in the name of Jesus. For Riakabosia. In the name of Jesus. Diabetes is healed in the name of Jesus. The presence of God is here. Healing is flowing in the name of Jesus. I will say, take yours. I will, Jesus Christ, demonstrate that power. Demonstrate that power. Demonstrate that power. Demonstrate that power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Master Yakaya. Somebody here that I want to pray for. Something going on in their body, and as I said earlier on, you have done every test, but it seems like you are not finding the root cause of it. Jesus knows the root cause of it. I said Jesus knows the root cause of it. So I end with that prayer. That Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, let the next test that will be run find the root cause of it in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the next test that will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, find the root cause of it and heal it, and let it, that pain, oh God, not come again in the name of Jesus. And will yes to Christ to them. Right here, that was it. Say now ni akasa. Say what to me. If I am running also, and that was it. For your healing power. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.